The Park City Institute's executive director, Terry Orr, is pleased with last week's pop-up concert held at Quinn's Junction. They were not able to schedule the Grace Potter concert on the 13th due to a conflict with the girls' fast pitch softball league, having already reserved the fields. The stage will be on the north end of City Park, facing Poison Creek.
It's going to be kind of the fields that are behind 7-Eleven, I think is the easiest way to explain it. Those ball fields there, and the same kind of pop-up stage, same kind of our seating, as well as people can bring their own chairs still, blankets on the other side. Same drill.
Parking is available at the Eccles Center on Kearns Boulevard, where they'll have shuttles running to City Park. Park City Mountain will allow parking in their lots as well. City buses are available from there. Only ADA accessible parking is available at City Park. Park City Special Events Manager Jenny Dearson says with Triple Crown Softball in town, a Deer Valley concert, and the Grace Potter Show at City Park, it's going to be a busy evening. Bikes, public transit, and carpools are strongly encouraged. The north end of City Park will be closed to parking at 6 a.m. on Friday.
We're not closing access to the park or those facilities specifically, but as far as people wanting to play basketball or whatever, there is parking at South End in the morning. And then in the evening, South End will also close starting around 3 o'clock in the afternoon. If you are wanting to go to the park to just use the grass or use the public facilities, we just encourage you to, again, park at some of those alternate locations, just like the rest of the event goers. And it will be a busy night tomorrow at the park with the event going on.
The box office at the Eccles Center will be open until 3:30 on Friday, and then they'll move to a Coke trailer in City Park near the venue. It's public space, but Orr hopes people show their appreciation for the efforts to bring the big names to Park City.
It's a public park, that's for sure. We do have the venue area that will be fenced in, of course, and We understand that there are some folks who think that they just want to get on their bike and stay on the bike path and watch the concert from there. We hope that those folks that stay for the concert will want to contribute to the us bringing the concert in, so making some kind of contribution as if it was a ticket.
Tickets start at $49 for lawn admission, and reserved seats cost $89. They have a 2,500-person limit for each of the summer concerts. Orr says attendance at the Quinn's concert last week was about 1,500 people. She says getting people in and out was easy.
You know, I think people, the first concert had a bit of a wait-and-see attitude, and then afterwards, I think word of mouth was great. I think the same thing is happened with Grace a little bit, as people are saying, gosh, you know, I wonder how that's going to be. And like most of our shows, ticket sales tend to pick up 24 hours before an event.
Food trucks will be parked nearby with a variety of offerings from local businesses. The VMS message boards will be all over town and will provide parking information. The concert at City Park will impact nearby residential areas. Dearson asks the community to be considerate and avoid using neighborhood streets. The gates open at 4:30. Concert starts at 6 with a surprise warm-up act. Grace Potter starts at about 6:45. For information, go to ecclescenter.org or call 435-655-3114. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.